Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Inspire Your Life podcast with me, your host, Aarti Ravikrishnan. I believe we find inspiration all around us, especially from the stories that we all have in us. My aim with the Inspire Your Life podcast is to bring some of those real stories to light, stories of my guests that resonate with you and me. It's by listening to these stories that we can be inspired and motivate ourselves to overcome, find a new path, and rise even higher than we thought possible. Joining me on the show today is Dr. Sureya Komsabol, a fellow Tasha 10 member who is a senior consultant, trainer, and award-winning executive coach who's based in Thailand. I have not been to Thailand yet, okay. She helps business leaders craft changes to their organizations to become more transformational and also inspirational. One can tell that Sureya is a people's person and believes in people's potential to grow and develop, as long as they are empowered properly. That's the caveat. Sureya is a learner. She's completed her undergrad. She's done her MBA, went on to do her PhD, and of course, over the years, has also continued to boost her skill set in coaching and education from really prestigious bodies, everyone, such as the ICF, where she's a PCC credential coach, to the Gallup certification, to executive education as well with Stanford University. I'm going to call you by the nickname everyone calls you now, Kaze, and I'm so pleased to actually have you on the show today, sharing your learnings with us. So welcome to the Inspire Your Life podcast.
Hi. Hello, Aarti. And thank you so much for inviting me to be the guest in your program. Very excited and very honored.
Oh, I am really excited that you're here. And I'm so glad that we were able to actually do this across our time zones as well. Because I know it's in the afternoon there for you. It's morning here for me in Johannesburg. So I really, really appreciate it. Now, Kay, I've just given everyone a very high-level bio to you, but you know what? We want to get to know you much better. So please do tell us a bit more about yourself.
Sure. Thank you so much for your kind introduction. That's a part of my professional life. Actually, when you see my profile, just look around, you know, and I look back in my profile and I say, besides on top of the award-winning coach, actually, I claim myself as the lifelong learner. That's how I call myself always, students, all the time. And also a mother of two kids and a happy wife. So that's a part of my personal life that I haven't included that in the bio too.
Yes.
Yep. So yeah, it's and then also, you know, I think I, based on my role, what I did in my work, to transform people, you know, that's why I say, well, I start from learning, being the student, and then I teach. And I used to be a professor in university teaching. And then I find out, you know, to help people transform. Because what I'm saying is that my passion and the reason, you know, that I'm doing what I'm doing right now is to help people to transform by being inspired. So I find out along the way, along my journey, that I find out teaching is it's not enough. So that's why I add on, you know, the coaching part. Okay. And as you've introduced me, that I'm a part of as a PCC a credential coach in ICF. And I see that, you know, blended and well, you know, with teaching, coaching, and that's a part of my role. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Kay, you know, that professionalism from the coaching space, the education space, you know, I think it's just all linked so superbly. And I love that you're a lifelong learner. I am too.
So that's, yes, that's why we met.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know what, Kay, today we're talking about developing your mindset shift, right? Which is such a beautiful topic when we were talking pre our recording today. I'd love for it if we could go into that now. And if you could share something of your own personal story around that and why this whole idea of developing your mindset, why it's so important to you. So share something with us that would resonate.
Sure. As I mentioned, at my early stage of my professional career, I started by being a professor, right? So I know what teaching is. And then a part of my career back at that time, I was consultant as well. Mm-hmm. So I cover like, you know, teaching and consulting means like, you know, giving people advice. Okay.
Yes.
So back then, I think I did my job very well.
Somehow, sure you did.
It didn't change, Archie. And I don't know why. This must be some missing jigsaw that, hey, I think I did well. I think I prepared well. I searched all the case study. I told people, what did she do? But why did it transform? And by that, I start to realize that, you know, when I see some of my colleagues or someone in my life, they start to change. And I start to learn from them that what make you change? Mm-hmm. What is that, you know, like moments that you decide that you need to change? Mm-hmm. And they find out, you know, I find out with them that they start from the way they see themselves, the way they see others. And actually, at the end of the day, I find out it's the way they think. So I think mindset is something that was missing because, Artie, I saw myself didn't do well in the past. Provide a template when I coach. I gave my clients to write down, develop action plan together. And it sounds so perfect. Yes. But, you know, they hold that action plan for a few days and then it's gone. Wow. So I think something that I didn't do well is that I didn't invite them to really have the awareness of what's going on. So bottom line is that I find out that, you know, if I just like invite them to have the actions without awareness, that yes. didn't help. So that's something that I realized along my journey as a consultant.
Okay. Well, and that's so important, right? Because, you know, from what you're saying, it's like we can check all of these boxes, right? All of these things that you said you're able to do for your clients. But come the end of the day, the commitment is just not there. The actions are maybe being half done, but they're not like fully formed in any shape or form. And I love how, you know, what you was also saying about that, you know, from your colleagues and those that you admire, where you saw this transformation happening, you at the end came to the conclusion, it's about how they think that it is that mindset and how important to come to that sort of conclusion, Kate, for yourself.
Right, right.
So I mean, what were some of those first steps then once that sort of penny dropped with you that, you know what, there is something deeper here around my mindset? What did you start to do to kind of be more aware of that the mindset is actually the one that's the catalyst here?
Right now, you know, I conduct so many workshops about mindset. I coach people about the mindset. What I realize is that mindset is tricky, arty.
It is.
Because, you know, like when I ask my client, it's like, what do you think it's a more difficult skill set or mindset? And lots of people say it's a mindset because, you know, it is invisible, but it's so powerful, right? Yes. So when you want to change something that you don't see, that's a problem. So that's why I say, you know, when we need the transformation, the first thing is to make people aware, okay? And it's not easy. And I deal with a lot of, you know, even my own blind spot. Because, you know, it's something that we are not aware. So the first thing that I advise, you know, people around me to start, even myself, that I go through this journey first. I need to realize how does it work so that I could support my clients. I think it could start from a self-reflection. It could start from the feedback. It could start from the, like, assessment. Something that help you to reflect on the other side. So that would be a simple tool that I will advise people if they want to start gaining higher self-awareness. Yeah, yes, that will be a few things for the starting point.
I like that, you know, because these are not difficult things for us to start doing, you know, like taking an assessment to kind of even, you know, journal writing just to start keeping those thoughts in mind, those types of things. So I really, really like that. Those are not difficult things for any of us to get started on. I suppose, you know, and when we were talking and when we were preparing for the podcast, one of the things that you mentioned, which stood out for me, was you talked about the qualities that we all need to be able to maneuver the kind of world we're in now, which is complex, which is changing. I'd love for you to share that with everyone. Like, what are those qualities we're striving for? Because I sort of feel that this process that you've given us the practical details on is like the starting point to bring that to consciousness. So lovely, share that with us.
Yeah, I think one thing that I always invite, you know, my clients, even myself, is to start with, you know, the learner mindset or even the curiosity. Like, because, you know, as long as we gain more experiences, it seems like, you know, we lost a sense of curious, because it's like we know it all instead of we learn it all. So I invite, you know, starting point of gaining all those awareness, start from your mindset that you want to learn, you're curious, you don't jump to conclusion too soon, even though you are experienced. And yes, that's actually, I think, you know, that could be a two side of the same coins. As long as we get, you know, gain more experiences, we tend to assume and judge, you know, and come to conclusion too early. So one thing that I help my clients is that, you know, start with the beginner mindset. So that will help a lot when you want to start this journey.
Yes, yes. And I mean, resilience is so key as well, right? Tell us a bit more about that. How do we develop those as qualities too?
Yeah, so it's a process. It's like this. If you want to change or transform, first start with your learner's mindset, right? You're curious, you want to know. And then after you think you want to try, I would say try, you try something. So, you know, that's a learning space. And when you try some new thing, you know, there's an equal chance of winning or losing. But, you know, as a coach, we always say, you know, there's no mistake, there's no failure, only learning. So how could make you think like that? It's the sense of resilience to come back that, oh, I didn't make any mistake. It's not a failure. I just, you know, find a new way of not doing something. And that, right, you know, you can come back and be resilient. And that's a way you could find a new way to be yourself when you transform. So curiosity, learner mindset, even resilient when you are trying or exploring things, that's so important. And I think that's more and more important nowadays, because, you know, back here in Thailand, I think I started to give the keynote about, you know, digital disruption, I think more than 5 years ago. And here we have a different industry that has been disrupted. However, okay, during the last few days, I think more and more were the impact from the COVID. So it's not the choice anymore, Ati. A learning mindset, curiosity, resilience, it's a way to survive.
Okay. Ooh, okay. So it's a world change. So it's the dynamic has changed, actually, that it's not like a nice to have. It's actually you have to have this now to be productive.
True.
Okay.
True. If you want to grow, I mean, that's a new game.
Right. Okay.
That you need to take it.
And you know, that's such an important pivot point or inflection point to understand. And I suppose many people may not necessarily understand that. And they may feel, okay, there's still time in the process. We can get this done. But if you've already sort of noted that this is so key, that this is survival, and especially if you do want to grow, then of course, you know, this is something that needs to be put forward with everyone. So, you know, Kay, as you were talking, what I was thinking about was these qualities, right? Yes, they're so inherent in us, right? The ability to be curious, to go into that learner mindset. But, you know, the thing is, I find with a lot of people, and maybe you're finding this too, that it's typically very muted, right? Because we've got so many things going on. And I guess I want to understand for people who are maybe now coming to this realization, especially in your part of the world, that actually I need to do this now. It's survival mode. How can we help them realize and bring this to the fore? How do we help them develop that curiosity, those like first couple of steps potentially? How do we help them understand that they can switch into that learning mode again and not just be in habits and routines? What would be some of your guidance around that?
Yes, I understand your point, because usually people don't realize this until they step out of the comfort zone, right?
Correct.
So explorative is important as well. So you will see these a lot if you step out of the comfort zone, or, you know, sometimes like we've got something new that we need to explore. That will be the area of learning. So I would say, like, you know, actually the stretch zone is a learning zone. And that's the way that we can expand our capabilities. And
right,
with that zone, you really need to encompass all of these mindsets so that you realize that there is something that I need to change. Because you know what? Many times it was muted. If we stay inside of the comfort zone, you won't be able to notice it, because you just do whatever you, you know, are accustomed to. Yeah. So I would say, like, muted could happen if we stay, you know, in a comfort zone. So back on the other way of the equation is that if you don't realize anything, maybe a good question is to start to ask yourself, am I still in the comfort zone?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you see anything pops up, because if you explore, okay, you learn, you see, you encounter, you face something.
Yes. I love that, because now you're giving us some of these practical things. You know, that self-talk is so important here. I love it that you're bringing it into our conversation. You're such a deeply experienced coach. I mean, it's evident. What are some of these other tools that you're probably helping your clients work through, as well as on yourself, to develop that awareness, to develop that, like you've just said, asking the question, but what are some of these other things potentially that could help us to understand our mindset, understand these qualities that we're talking about?
Sure. I think on a day-to-day basis, a very simple one is to have the self-reflection. I think this skill, I need to talk this a lot with my clients, especially for those in like higher leadership position or those who are senior experience, because, you know, less and less people will give you the feedback compared to when you were younger. So I think that self-reflection is a good tool that we start to realize this on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, a simple thing that I recommend my clients to, like, you know, three simple questions for, you know, that you can ask yourself. And every day is that, or every week, if you don't have time and you want to start to do something like weekly habits, like what I did well for today or this week, that will be the first question. Find out what you did well. And the second question is that what I didn't do well, okay, on the other side.
So the other side.
You know, so yeah. And then the third question, what did I learn from this week or today? And that was the three questions that invite you to reflect and have a self-reflection. But that doesn't complete the process yet, because I will say, well, to move forward, you need the last question. And what will I do differently tomorrow or next week? So that will be at least, you know, self-reflection, very simple question, 3-4 questions that you can ask yourself on a daily basis, on a weekly basis. Yeah, that one was a good practice and easy to start.
And, you know, I love that if you're doing it consistently, like you're suggesting, the daily or weekly or whatever works for the person in mind, that they're starting to build up this lovely kind of review and even self-feedback, if we want to call it that, that they can go back over time and sort of notice what's coming out from that. Because you're quite right. And I'm glad you mentioned it, that when you're younger, you do get a lot more feedback than when you're older and professional and all of that. And sometimes to even get feedback, you know, at this age or at the stage of your career even, becomes far more difficult. So I love this reflective practice, the simple questions, four questions in total, that can actually help us get there. In your own journey, Kay, I mean, how helpful has this been for you? And also, it's, you know, as you were talking, I was thinking about, we start this journey, we start doing the reflection, where does the support come from as well? So I guess my question to you here is a bit two-pronged. In your own journey, how has self-reflection helped? And also, who has been supporting you along this journey?
My story with this, I'm so passionate with this, because RT and everyone, I need to tell you that before this, I focus a lot on, like, you know, working, you know, focus a lot on quantity. I work so hard. And I think that's a way that we will be, you know, become a better person, a more valuable. But as long as I grew up, you know, someone taught me, and I learned this by myself, is that even though we work hard, we did a lot, but why we're not happy. So something incongruent comes up in my life. And then what I realized at a part of me when I work a lot with all these questions, when I keep asking myself, is that I focus too much on doing. I'm like, you know, like many of you may say, well, we will have a value when we do a lot. Yes. And, you know, it was not in that case every time. So I find out, so I decide with myself, I will move away. My comfort zone is doing, human doing, art.
Okay.
And my learning zone or stress zone is the human being. So I focus more on not just doing, but the quality of being, the mindset. What were you thinking when you were doing that? So that's something I learned with myself, that, you know, switch from doing to being. And by, you know, encounter or encompass that quality, you need a lot of self-reflection. Because, you know, someone taught me, like, you know, your experience doesn't count by the number of years that you work. For example, like if you work 6 years without reflection, maybe you experience is only 1 year, but repeat that 6 times, right? There's no learning, only doing. But you can develop a better quality of being by doing and then reflecting. so that we have a moment of, you know, pausing, reflect our own mindset. What have we done well? What we didn't do well? And that, you know, it comes inside you. It's a process of, like, I always use this inside out, you know, because, you know, mindset or transformation is not the outside in. It's like the egg. It needs to be cracked from inside out. Otherwise, you know, the chicken will death if you crack it from an outside. So it's the same process that I learned, you know, even myself, to go through this journey. And I find myself, I'm more happy, even though I do less RT, spend time reflecting on learning, you know, enjoy the journey along the way, not just the destination. Mm-hmm. So that's higher the quality of my life. And that is something I'm so passionate that I want to bring out and spread this to a lot of people so that they can have a happier life, more with, like, fulfillment, not accomplishment. Yeah, right. That would be something I move out and shift my mindset. That's my personal story.
I must say, I love hearing you on the story. I'm just captivated listening to you. Okay. Talking about this transformation, I mean, from doing to being, that is incredible. I mean, to come to that sort of conclusion that, you know, I'm a doer, that's my comfort zone. And I actually need to be, I mean, yeah, I love how you encapsulated that sort of transformation and ongoing transformation, even with the analogy of the egg, you know, for me, I could actually picture it as you were talking, you know, that something is bursting through and that is coming from within. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with us, Kay. Now, when you look back, so I mean, this awareness has come through now. Mm. Things are moving ahead beautifully for you. When you look back, though, do you feel that I missed something here? I regret that this still wasn't done better. Do you have any of those feelings that come up? Regret or sadness, if even looking back at some of the things from when you were just being a doer?
I think I cherish every moment, because as I share with you, even the mistake that I made, I take that into learning.
Great.
And there's no moment that I want to change anything. I think that's a process of growing. Everyone needs to go through this. Yes. We do not, you know, when we were young, we do the test right. And even here, when we study, we try to make things right.
Yes.
But in life, you need to learn, you know, when you try something and when you make mistake, that's how you learn. I mean, that's different between theory and practical. So if you ask me, I see a lot of, you know, even mistake or learning I did, but I didn't want to regret or change anything. So it's I took all that, you know, for as my learning. And just, you know, my last question, what will I do differently? So instead of change things, I focus on the last question, the fourth question. So if I realize that, what will I do differently to people around me or even myself? Yeah. So that's how I treat what has been happened in the past.
What a beautiful lens to look at everything, right? About what could I do better the next time? Because that just also from a mindset perspective, just pulls you away from any of that negative potential emotion you could have been sitting with. And then you're future focused again. And there's optimism that comes in. I like that. That's what I'm hearing when you're speaking, which is so, so great. Kay, you've already shared such beautiful lessons that you've learned along the way. Are there any others that really stand out for you that you'd like to share with our listeners as part of this developing your mindset shift and the journey that comes with it?
Yeah, I focus on transformation first. You need to change yourself first. Okay, many people, they love to say, I want to change the world, okay? Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, you can't change the world if you are the same old people for people to respond to, right? So first transformation, start to change ourselves. That's what I've talked before. Yes. However, I find out when you change yourself, the other way that could help to transform the world as well is to the way you interact with people around you. So what I see the other skill or mindset that is important as well here is not only the curiosity or learning, but, you know, ability or the mindset to understand other. Or these days we talk a lot about the empathy. Yes. And I just realized this, that, you know, when we talk a lot, you know, compared to the senior, to the junior, it's the maturity, right? Okay. So that's why I say, you know, ability, when you talk with children, my toy, my house, you know.
Very possessive. Yeah.
But when you grew up, you know, the sense that you grew up is not by the number of age, but the sense or ability of you to see others and understand others from their shoes. So that's why another mindset that is very, very important as well to make yourself happy, to live with others around you, is to a mindset that ability to empathize, understand, and seeing others from this standpoint. So, you know, we change from, I use the words a lot, change from me to we.
Yes.
So with that, you know, we can have more understanding, especially RT. I work a lot with the disruption, you know, with the change a lot. And I see these days, you know, environment change so fast, too fast, that, you know, you cannot judge that you really understand that people until you talk to them, you listen to them. So I think that that's another thing that I want to highlight as well, to live, you know, fulfilling in this future world.
Lovely. And I like the way you phrased it as well. It's that sense making and that sensibility of others as well. That's so beautifully put, actually. Interpersonal skills today, and not just about that high level sort of communication and that active listening, but that empathy that's within that, that comes from that. Thank you for spotlighting that. That's so important. You're very, very right. Kay, you know, there's so much that you've given us in terms of this beautiful conversation we're having today. Share with us what's in store for you next, for the rest of the year or into even next year. What's upcoming for you?
I find out my passion more and more as long as I work in this career. And I think what we could do is to spread this word out. Yes. So I have a plan, you know, to work this and state about this originally, not only in Thailand.
Okay.
So, you know, like a part of the guest, to be a guest of your program, you know, is something that fit to what I intend to. So what I plan to do is to, you know, spread this word originally, maybe nearby, you know, Thailand.
Right.
And also help these to do work more and more of the, you know, sustainability job, you know, something that I can put a service in public. Because, you know, previously I work with some project as a volunteer with the Innovation Foundation, would help the handicapped to get the job. Because, you know, these people, they're less fortunate. And, you know, to teach them the soft skill, the mindset, especially, I work a lot with the handicapped, and I find out, you know, the mindset is very, very important. Because, you know, these people, they need support in terms of the stronger mindset, the way they see the value in them. So, you know, one thing that I love to talk with them is that even though you have less than others, maybe because of the handicap, but one thing that you have, we are equally, is the mindset, the way we see ourselves. So I think this is something I wish that I will work more and more to serve in a volunteer project, you know, in Thailand and in nearby country.
Oh, well, what a powerful place to be spending your experience and expertise, and it's definitely going to be beneficial. And I love that you're on my podcast because we are global. So people across the world are going to be hearing this and reaching out to you. I'm sure, Kay, absolutely. How beautiful. Thank you for putting it out there. You know what? When we put things out in the universe has a way of bringing it to us. So yes, your determination to want to spend more time in that space, I can't wait to hear how it all goes down as we get into it.
Yeah.
Kay, we're coming to the end of our conversation, and such a beautiful conversation about developing your mindset and the shift that we can, the steps that we can take to make that shift happen. I'd love to hear from you now in terms of, as we close off, what keeps you inspired? Something, you know, could be a poem, could be a quote, a song lyric, but something that keeps you going forward in your journey of transformation that can inspire others too on this process.
Since I work a lot with leaders, and I will tell you what I did wrong in the past. I mean, I asked them not the right question first. I asked, how many team members, followers do you have? And I think that was not the right question. Because that question, we didn't see the quality of the leadership. A true question that I should ask then even myself, that how many leaders were you building at this time? So instead of, you know, asking you how many followers do you have, that doesn't tell the quality, you know, things will change when we could build leader around us.
Yes.
So for me, a good question is, you know, keep asking myself, how much leader I could support or I could build, you know, on my career, on my work. So those leader, and one thing is that don't think that leader need to be positioned. It could be the quality implant or support others that let them step up and have initiate. So many times I say, you know, leader is not the same as leadership. Leader is the position, but leadership is the action. So what is your action today that create more leaders around you? That would be my final sentence.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautifully encapsulated. Tee, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today. It's been such a pleasure having you on.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I really enjoyed the conversation. And thank you so much for this program. It's a part of the mission that we have to spread this around the world so that we can make a better world. Thank you so much, Ati.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Tee. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode today. If you like what you heard, rate the episode and podcast, and feel free to write a review. Plus, of course, share with others too. I love talking around topics like these. So if you like my perspective or insight on a subject close to your heart, or something that you're grappling with, reach out to me in your comments or send me an email via my website or connect with me via LinkedIn, Instagram, or Facebook. All my social media are on the podcast information. If it's important to you, then it's important to me. So happy listening to the Inspire Your Life podcast, and catch you soon on the next episode. Bye.